shopping is open.
I haven't heard anybody say we're starting.
We're starting.
Okay. Now I'm quit shopping.
Let's go. We're still studying the Ark and the Oracle and what that means. Under the wings of the cherubim, that location is called the Oracle of God. And that's why in 1 Peter, let's go to 1 Peter first, because I don't think we understood it when I talked about it before. 1 Peter.
Where's the link in 2 Timothy? How did we get started on this?
Because we are studying what it means to... The specific scripture is... According to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. So we're studying more about this in him, as opposed to him being in us, or both of them.
So we're going to 1 Timothy?
No, 1 Peter 4. Starting verse 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Now, in the Greek, and the way that verb tense and everything is, it means that they expected that the end of all things could be their next breath. Now, this is where one of many scriptures, where it's to me, we've been in the night of the last day for 2,000 years. Because of the rebellion of his people, he's waiting, waiting, waiting. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. This is another way of simply saying, let your speech be seasoned with salt. Let your speech and your thoughts and everything about you be seasoned with the component of eternity, so that everything is geared toward that, not just in Bible studies, but your very mind is geared toward it. That's what it means to be sober. It means to think correctly. So stop and think today, how many cares of this world are going to draw you away from the mystery? There's got to be some fervency and zeal in our lives. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. Anybody not understand that?
That's part of being in the world, but not of the world. You're in it because of this component of eternity. I mean, you operate in it with that framework. But you're not isolated.
All right. Now let's go back to 1 Kings chapter 6. Start at verse 16. This is Solomon building the temple. And he built 20 cubits on the sides of the house, both the floor and the walls, with boards of cedar. He even built them for it within, even for the oracle, even for the most holy place. So he's talking here about building the oracle of God. Are the place for the oracle. Now, to me, this is, I can't tell you how important that I think this is. But I get the feeling that others don't think it's that as important. The idea that the space under the wings of the cherubim would be called the oracle. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracle. People, you know, I talked about the Oracle of Delphi. People came from all over the world just to hear that place. But with you, the oracle is within you. If you could only repent deeply enough to find it. As long as the I motive is concerned and active in your life, you'll never find it. It'll be hidden. But if repentance can be total, that means... Remember we talked about faith? Faith isn't taking or getting, it's being taken. In the same way Gary is sitting on the chair. He sat on the chair by faith. But if he had to think about it, it wouldn't have been faith. Faith isn't faith until it's as automatic as breathing. And the only way to get to that place is by repentance. And yet it's available to each one of us. So that you permanently are on that mercy seat, under the wings of the cherubim, in the oracle of God. And in that place, there is nothing that you can have as a need. There is nothing that can touch you. There is nothing that can take peace away from you. There is nothing. You're at the first source of all things. In that place, you know that you own all things. In that place, you glory in tribulation. And it's a place that is it's the most secure, the most everything that it can be. Now, but it doesn't make it's meaningless unless you desire that place. Now, that place for which everything else fades, that place costs you your life. What? You're doing it.
Well, I was thinking that issue should already be settled. I mean, when you made your commitment through baptism,
yeah.
you faced that hurdle, so this place is there. There's not something else you have to do to get it. It's already, now it's just apprehending it. Being apprehended by it, and walking in.
And that's the only way to get there is the further, deeper, deeper, deeper abandonment of self. So that there's never a time when you, quote unquote, as you saw yesterday or the other day, looking in a mirror and see. All right, so
let's... That's basically the whole journey is... And everything about life is another aspect of repentance, because everything's trying to suck you into life. You know, the world is... That's what it's about. Hey, there's life over here. Hey, try this. You seen that?
This is why we... That scripture, and that's where we're spending so much time, about the promise of God, which is... What? What does it say? I forgot. According to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. And the place of life is the oracle. Okay, let's go back to 1 Kings, chapter 6. And he built 20 cubits on the sides of the house, both the floor and the walls, with boards of cedar. He even built them for it within, even for the oracle, even for the most holy place. And the house that is, the temple before it, was 40 cubits long. And the cedar of the house within was carved with knops and open flowers. All was cedar. There was no stone seen. And the oracle he prepared in the house within to set there the ark of the covenant of the Lord. And the oracle in the forepart was 20 cubits in length, and 20 cubits in breadth, and 20 cubits in height, and thereof he overlaid it with pure gold, so he covered the altar, which was of cedar. So again, he's not only calling the place under the wings of the cherubim, the oracle, they're calling the whole innermost Holy of Holies, the oracle. And we could spend all day on all of the scriptures where that's where he communed with Moses. That's where he communed with Aaron. That is the type of what happened in their trek in the wilderness. And there, remember we talked about the simile there was the sheep with the shepherd. And you make a house or a lodge for the shepherd. Then it goes, then it was the parable of the vine and the branches. And then it was all make a tabernacle for the keeper. Then it was the son or the child and the father. Make a tabernacle for the father. And finally, it's the bride and the bridegroom. And that make the true tabernacle, the true oracle for the bride. And so the whole thing, we are so used to thinking in a linear basis. We think that we're going to obtain and learn. Remember, it's line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. But that's not the way we are apprehended by the scriptures. So that's why all of these different similes or parables are about the same trip. It just depends on how much, where you are, depends on how much you've repented. That's why it talks about the darling infant, the teenager, the young adult, and finally the father. They're all the same. It's the same place, but that's our apprehension of this in each place. The place where we are on the trek. Some believers are still in the world. They're hiding under the blood. That's all they know. Some have crossed, but the waters now they've crossed in baptism, but the waters are bitter. So he has to throw the tree to make the water sweet. Then you come, some are at the mount, still trying to figure out what the law is. You know, some are farther on at Kadesh Barnea and think that. You know, that's what their sanctuary in the wilderness. They mistake that for the promised land. Some are in the promised land, but not yet in the temple. And some are in the temple, but not yet in the Holy of Holies. The point of it is, we all are already in this Holy of Holies. We are all already under the wings of the cherubim. We are all in this oracle of God. But the basis of your apprehension defines the depth of your own repentance. But repentance has to be active. It's a fear of God.
I think about the road to Emmaus where Jesus said, they are they which testify only of me, and that's like this, is the testimony of himself, which we are in. And this is Christ. This is not a building that we now go to. This is him that we are in.
And he's in us.
And he's in us. And this is just really describing him if we could see through this parable.
Amen.
Yeah, both of those are there. Us in him and him in us. And in the oracle right here.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's go to Acts 7 again. This is probably the second most famous speech in Christendom, if I can find it. The most famous one was Peter's defense of the faith at Pentecost. The second one here is Stephen's defense of the faith before the Sanhedrin. And I would beg of you that you read the whole thing sometime soon. So now we're in verse. The whole thing starts. And each, you notice, each, every other scripture is then he said, then. So let's just start at, let's start at 33. No, wait a minute. Verse 30. When 40 years were expired, there appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai an angel of the Lord in a flame of fire in a bush. Now that bush, by the way, is acacia. And the acacia tree, it's just, you know, it's the this ugly tree. It's full of thorns. The thorn, the thorn of the crown made for Jesus was acacia. But one of the... I forgot about this until just now. It's used, the herbs from it, and they make tea, acacia tea and all kinds of stuff. There are a million different uses of the acacia. But one of the funniest is that it acacia cures erectile dysfunction in the ancient times. So ED was common even back then.
You take a little stick and...
No. Father, forgive him.
You brought it up. Expanding on the tale.
This is getting worse and worse.
Let's move ahead here.
That sounded like something that came from or a punster.
I was very quiet on this topic.
I didn't say it first.
Yeah, you regret.
When Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight. And as he drew near to behold it, the voice of the Lord came unto him, saying, I am the God of thy fathers, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses trembled, and durst not behold. Then said the Lord to him, Put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy ground. I have seen the affliction of my people, which is in Egypt. And I have heard their groaning, and am come down to deliver them. And now... Come, I will send thee into Egypt. This Moses, whom they refused, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge, the same did God send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel which appeared to him in the bush. And he brought them out after that he had showed wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years. This is that Moses which said unto the children of Israel, A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me, him you shall hear. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel, which spake to him in the Mount Sinai, and was with our fathers, who received the lively oracles to give unto us, to whom our fathers would not obey, but thrust him from them, and in their hearts turned back again into Egypt, saying unto Aaron, Make us gods to go before us, For as for this Moses, which brought us out of the land of Egypt, we wrought not what has become of him. And when they had made a calf in those days, and offered sacrifices unto the idol, and rejoiced in the works of their own hands, then God turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven, as it is written in the book of the prophets. O ye house of Israel, have you offered to me slain beasts and sacrifices by the space of 40 years in the wilderness? Yea, ye took up the tabernacle of Molech, and the star of your god Remphan, figures which you made to worship, and I will carry you away unto beyond Babylon. Our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness, as he appointed, speaking to Moses, that he should make it according to the fashion that he had seen, which also our fathers that came after him, after brought in with Joshua into the possession of the Gentiles, whom God drove out before the face of our fathers, unto the days of David, who found favor before God, and desired to find a tabernacle for the God of Jacob. But Solomon built him a house, Albeit the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophets, heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What house will you build unto me, saith the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Hath not my hand made all these things? You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your father did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have your fathers not persecuted, and they have slain them, which showed before of the coming of the Just One, of whom you have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the disposition of angels and not kept it? Now, let me talk just a general. There's a few things, like in the book of John, I think in one of the chapters, it's a record of the Sanhedrin when they sent him out, when they sent their people out to find out what John was doing. The speech made by Peter was not recorded, but it was transcribed by the scribes. And that's why we have it in such accuracy, because they were able to get these records from the temple. And then this speech of Peter was transcribed by the scribes as he spoke. So we have a high confidence that these things are actually what Peter and John and now Stephen, what their actual words were.
Because their discipline was to be accurate.
They wanted
to interpret.
Yeah. But if you read, I mean, we just read about half of it. But if you read that whole chapter 7, it's incredible. I mean, if that doesn't bring you to repentance, I don't think anything will. And this speech is what brought Paul. You know, he was the debater, I believe. He was the debater of Stephen. He lost the debate. Here he's an ignorant fisherman, and he loses debate to him. And he's watched as Peter, you know, saw his face, his countenance changed.
Stephen.
And then he was musing on these things, saying, what if, I wonder, maybe these guys had something. And that's when God appeared to him, or Jesus appeared to him on the road to Damascus. But for me, one of the important things was, these aren't just random words that we're reading. You know, they're testimonies of this mystery which we've fallen so far from that we think we have something. We think we're smart. We know nothing. Stop and think of what it took to just stand up without notes, give that speech in the history of Israel. But all of it ends up, the whole purpose is summed up at this one location of sphere, under the wings of the cherub, the oracle of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracle of God. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Good timing. Amen.
All right. I would highly recommend that you study for your own that speech of Stephen's in Acts 7. Study the number of times the word oracle is used in 1 Kings when they built the ark and built the Holy of Holies. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. Your speech be seasoned with salt. Same thing. That's the evidence. That's the meaning of being in Christ. The promise of life. The promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. It's in nowhere else. Amen?
Amen.
Take it, big guy. Tom, you have anything to say? You had a look.
No, I just, it's, sometimes, you know, the things you say just kind of set me off, and I'm sitting here going, wow, that was kind of interesting, or whatever. I don't know. I mean, just kind of feel like I haven't got anything to say. It's really
all right.
It's really interesting.
Phenomenal. It's